And then I said, it's whatever side, it's whatever's what, whatever's which.
Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the dozen,
Vicissitude.
Hard to handle now. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Grass is Blue podcast. Here are your hosts, Bill Measure, Kieran Measure, and Steve Rice.
All right, well, welcome back to the Grass is Blue podcast, broadcasting live from Noah's Ark. It is ridiculous outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
He's like, well, I'm just going to go up Saturday. I said, it is going to be raining so bad. I'm like, I really don't want you driving 3 hours in this crap if you don't have to.
Kieran was going to go to Penn State this weekend to see his girlfriend, Nick.
Yep.
And that did not happen. Did not happen. But, you know, these things do happen sometimes. But I'm glad to see your smiling face here.
Well, thank you.
One could assume that Nick is not joining us today. Is that correct?
I would assume so.
I would assume not. I texted her, but it was in our
thing. Texted her?
No, yeah. I said I texted in our group chat.
Well, Nick is the girl in this relationship, I would think so. Right?
Yeah. He does have back.
Jesus.
Well done.
He has been in a full dress and makeup and wig.
True.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true. And his makeup artist got mad at him.
Yes.
Because he wasn't taking it seriously.
That's good stuff.
That was episode, what, 40-something?
I don't remember.
This is episode 75.
Yeah.
Wow.
25 to 100.
We are three quarters of the way to 100.
What do you think of that, Kieran?
You know,
I feel like there's
a couple in there that we should oust.
Look, not every episode is going to be great.
Right.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of feedback lately that we've been killing it.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm back on.
Oh, is
you're
that
welcome.
It?
Oh, I thought it was our solo one.
Is that it?
You're welcome.
I had a guy at work ask me the other day. He said, when are you guys bringing this to YouTube?
Wow. I guess we can head over to our
studios, our downstairs. Look who's looking away because he knows what's coming. There's your boy, Calipari.
What would be his position? Because you're the social media manager, mm-hmm. right? I'm in charge of production. So what is your
product management?
Product management.
I make it good.
He took both of them and shoved them together.
Jesus.
Look, remember his famous quote. Look. I bring the funny.
Yeah.
You guys bring the equipment.
The topics and equipment, yeah.
Right. Is today a rain bogey, by the way?
Well, it depends.
You're a funny guy. See, that's why I said you are the comic
here.
You know,
we went golf. He got a bogey.
We went golf.
And I was like...
You went golf?
We went golf.
Yeah.
We went golf.
We went golf.
When did you go golf?
Last week?
Yeah.
But anyways, it was sunshine, so he got a bogey, and I was like, sunshine bogey.
Yeah. I love when the comedians follow me around.
Yes.
Busted my chops. It's great.
I got more comments this week. The thing that covers the cake that I couldn't remember the name. It's called fondant.
Oh.
I was informed of that.
I never would have gotten that.
There are several people that called me stupid for changing the trivia rules at the last second, including the winner, by the way. Wade called me dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
And I did not... I don't know. Do I claim victory for last week?
I don't know if we can go back and change it now since we've already said that Wade was the winner. But as I said, my intention was we did five questions. You each asked and answered those five questions the same. The sixth question was the same way. You happened to get it right because he got it wrong first. In my opinion, you're the winner.
Okay. I'm 3-0. So you heard it. It's over. Next subject.
We did five questions, right? And I asked them each the same five. They each got one right. So then I had a tiebreaker question. Wade, being the guest, went first, got it wrong. He got it right. So then Steve said, well, no. That was just Wade's question. I wanted to see if I can answer it. Ask me a different question.
I honestly just wanted to extend the game because I love trivia so much.
But so then I asked another question that he got wrong and Wade got right. So now I needed another question. And they both got it right, I think. And then I ran out of topics in that category. So I had to jump to another category. And then it was like, oh, we're in a different category now, and I guess, you know, and then it just didn't hold up. Water.
So the category was other sports, not the big four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
sports trivia.
I had several people go, well, it was other sports, but not the big four, but he asked you two basketball questions.
Yeah, I realized that after I said it.
So last week was just
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because we don't practice. We don't talk about anything until we sit down. We just kind of fire through it as we go.
Who wasn't there?
We Monday morning quarterback this show, basically.
In the middle of it.
Who wasn't there?
Yeah. I'm not answering.
I don't know. Who wasn't there?
That's why I was asked.
How would you have added any change to that?
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
What would you have brought to the show?
We will never know.
He's right.
It's true.
All right.
Well,
so in my mind, and I hate to do this to Wade, but you know, I think you're the winner.
Okay.
If we're sticking with the rules we've been doing,
I'm going with Wade's the winner.
All right. Does that mean I have the deciding vote?
No, you.
All
lost.
Right. I'm 3-0. Next topic. Well, maybe since there was such controversy with the subject and the rules, we have to set certain rules, and then we just have to have Wade back on to
rematch.
Yeah, to do a rematch.
All right.
What about like three question OT?
Well, it wasn't that. Like the OT was fine. I had the idea, but then he just kept. He's like, "Well, no." He's like, "Ask me one question, and then ask Wade a different question." And I'm like, "Well, that's different than what we've been doing for the first five questions. Why would you get one question and he can get a completely different one?" So that used up a lot of the rest of the questions in that category.
What category was it?
General sports trivia.
General sports trivia, not the big four.
Oh, then I don't.
But two
really
basketball
care.
Questions.
Listen, I get a rain bogey on that one. All right. 2-for-2, Q.
There he is.
Do you have the Go Duke on today?
I do not.
Oh
no.
That would have been perfect today with March Madness.
Why?
Because they're playing today.
Nah.
Tar Heels, baby.
No, Duke played last night.
I meant
North Carolina playing today.
5:30 against 5:30. Michigan State.
Yeah. Michigan State. Duke. Michigan State is the biggest hot and cold team in this entire tournament. How they came. They played their best game of the season the other day in the first game of the tournament against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll revert back to being Michigan State.
I hope so.
And Carolina will roll into the Sweet 16. How are we looking as far as our standings?
For the March Madness?
Yes.
All right.
We've all filled out a bracket.
Yep. And including the wheel.
Including the wheel.
The wheel did a bracket. So in a tie for first place after the first round, it is Nick O'Larry.
Nick.
And
I don't
Kieran,
know anything about college basketball.
Each with 240 points.
Come on.
Nick ran out to a big lead, and Kieran slowly reeled him in as the night went on. I am in, I guess we'll say, third place with 220 points, 20 points behind the leaders. In fourth place would be the wheel.
The wheel is in fourth.
Yep.
You're in fifth.
And in
gee, I
in
wonder
last
where I could
place,
in.
It is the Wet Sock Mafia.
Isn't it a punishment if you lose the wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come in last, there's a punishment.
Yeah.
How do we punish the wheel, though?
You can't punish the wheel.
All right, I'm not going to. Well,
I'll tell you what. The wheel lost one other thing we did.
Did the wheel come in second last year or something?
I forget.
The wheel was good last year.
Yeah.
No, I thought everybody beat the wheel last year.
Yeah, I think the wheel lost whatever we did with the wheel. But
whoever came in last, I felt, had to do one out of us.
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that the Nick jumping the lake one?
Yep.
So if you lose, right now, if it were to end, you would have to do two.
Oh.
You lost out of us four lost the wheel.
And lost to the wheel.
Oh, okay.
You know what? For the sake of the show, I'm in. I'm in.
Well, it's still early.
All right. I mean, this is after two days.
This is after the first round.
There's still eight days left.
If I come in last, no more. I'm quitting the pod. I'm not doing the punishment.
If you come in last?
If I come in last.
Oh, Jesus. That's not fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have UConn to win, right? That is correct. I have UConn to win, but I believe, I have Creighton.
No,
I have UConn and Creighton, but I already have one of my Elite Eight teams out in Texas Tech.
Uh-oh.
But in other brackets, I had them going to the finals, and in one case, I had them winning. So,
wow.
But which is stupid because I have Yale to win. I had a couple of the other big ones. Yes. I had Vermont. Did I have Vermont? No, I didn't have Vermont because Duke beat them. Who was the other one that won last night out of nowhere? Colorado. State. No, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Colorado State's left back around. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. But anyway.
Yep. So you are in last place, the Wet Sock Mafia.
Yeah.
You and I both have UConn winning it all, and Nick and Kieran both have North Carolina winning it all.
So you didn't even pick your North Carolina. I've stayed away from North Carolina because I figured you would be picking them.
I did the same.
Yeah.
But I thought that, let's see, the wheel has Kansas winning it all.
Well, they're going down today, so they're their best player and the highest scorer is injured. So. Right.
Kansas Gonzaga. The Zags.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to get upset. I had them losing.
Here's my all tournament. We did this last year. Here's my all name team, the best names in March Madness.
Okay.
My man and Northwestern, Boo Booey. He's still there.
Is he?
Yeah, this is his 11th year at Northwestern, apparently.
Does he have a brother that has a first name of Ba?
Baba?
Baba Booey.
It's Baba Booey. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's Boo Booey.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
That was pretty bad.
Out of Illinois is Dane Danger.
Wow.
Yes.
Danger is his last name.
Danger. D-A-I-N-G,
what?
Stump Steve.
Stump Steve with reading your own writing.
It's D-A-I-N is his first name, and then his last name is D-A-I-N-J-A. Dane Danger.
Huh.
Coming out of Dayton is Enoch Cheeks.
Wow.
It'd be Enoch in the Cheeks, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then bringing up the rear. See what I did there?
Yep.
Out of Kansas.
I don't think you can give yourself applause. That's
a pair of brothers. Precious and Promise Adira.
Oh.
Yes. And they also have a sister named Peace. I found that out too.
So Peace, Promise, and Prosper?
Priest.
What?
It's Peace, Precious, and Promise.
You said Priest.
Well, yeah.
Cut that.
Anyway.
That's all, folks.
All right.
Did you know that in 1919, Indian pitcher Ray Caldwell was struck by lightning in the ninth inning of his baseball debut? He pitched the game after being revived. He finished the game. 17 days later, he pitched a no-hitter, and then the next year helped won 20 games to help them win the World Series.
How long was the delay?
I don't have that
information. You're on the pitcher's mound, and you get hit by lightning.
You get struck by lightning. They go out, and they revive him, and he finishes the game.
And in 105 years ago. All right, just relax. I might be a little verklempt today.
Why are you verklempt?
I don't know. 105 years ago, they didn't have the medical equipment that they have today.
Exactly. Yeah. No AED running out there, you know? That's all a person doing CPR.
That's weird.
I could do CPR.
Yeah?
Only on Nick. And only mouth to mouth.
Is that really going to help Nick?
No, but it'll help me.
All right.
I give up. I give up.
I wonder how many people listening just think, maybe, are these guys dating?
Oh, I'm sure there's some people that
the world will never know.
Yeah.
Weirdos. Yeah, Chloe's just a front.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like that vacuum store in Quakertown next to the shoe thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone go into it.
Oh, my God. Shoes.
It's a drug front.
Could be.
It is.
These shoes cost $300.
I was trying to move past them, but he just kept doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid
I just
ignored boy.
I like how Facebook, you and Wade are just going back and forth quoting lyrics from that song.
Look, Wade tells me, he sends me a message every week. Why the fuck do you put that song in there? Now I have shoes in my head. Mm. I'm like, you love that song. That's why. So Wade, shoes is now in your head.
Welcome.
Welcome. All right, so we got a couple things today. You got anything else? You look like you're ready to.
I have a lot of. I have so much knowledge, baby. So much going on, but I don't care. We can
bring it.
You want to bring your trivia contestant on since it's 11:35?
Yes, we have.
Did you know that 20% of office coffee mugs contain some sort of fecal matter?
Because all roads lead to shit on this fucking podcast.
Yep, I just thought that was interesting, and I will never borrow one of the mugs in the office again.
Why would you? If it's not your mug, why would you take it?
Because they have them in the office in the kitchen. They're just like extras.
What?
So in case anybody wants coffee or whatever.
That's disgusting. I don't know where that's been.
Well, you would hope somebody would wash it out.
Do people go into the bathroom with a fucking coffee mug?
I don't know. I don't know how the fecal... I'm assuming it's from them not washing their hands well.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just thought that was an odd thing. And did you know that dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors?
Sick.
That's awesome.
Right?
I wish we could do that here.
So I could
take, put it on pay-per-view.
I could take a glove, slap you with it, and then we could duel as long as we both are blood donors.
Only if you say, I challenge you to a duel.
Exactly. And then smack you. I with it.
All right. So this week's contestant is Dalton Kohler. Dalton is my cousin. And I guess he'd be my second cousin.
Yes.
Mike, his father, Mike, is my cousin. And we're going to do some baseball trivia because he's very good at baseball and he is a college baseball player.
Excellent.
As well. So I have a theme.
Love it. So Steve wins.
And I'm
I humbly accept this win.
Good job.
It's time for trivia.
Yeah, good luck to whichever one of our lucky listeners is going to compete against him next week.
Here is your host, DJ Trinket.
Steve wins again.
I went back to it. That was the two names.
Awesome.
All right.
Well done.
Yeah, I was 5 minutes late today because...
you were doing that?
Yeah, I was cutting it.
Oh, Jesus.
I was on the cutting room floor.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
All right, I'm ready.
Is this my... Oh, look, he's jumping right in.
Look at that.
He's not even waiting. Welcome to the show, Dalton Kohler. We've had you on before. We've had your mother, who is our biggest fan, by the way.
Yeah, I know. She talks about the show all the time.
Yeah, well, good. That's great. Good. So you're here. Myself and Bill will be your host, and Kieran is also here, but he's been on his phone for the last 25 minutes, so you may not hear a word out of him.
Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Oh, good. All wonderful.
Right. Did Noah's Ark float by yet over where you are?
It's raining kind of hard here, but I just got an alert in my hometown that it's going to be a flood till 3. So
oh, boy.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty cool that everyone...
I'm being sarcastic, but yeah. Yeah.
My family's going to die, but yeah. That, you know... As long as I'm okay on a...
As long as I win this trivia contest, as long as I'm trivia. Good.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's good to see you're focused.
All right,
yeah, well... Don't let Steve distract you like he did the contestant last week.
Yes, I'm... all right, I'm going to go out and see how much it's raining, and I'm going to leave you in the hands of Bill.
All right, we're doing baseball trivia.
All right.
Just so you know, I will do 5 questions. I will ask you the question. Kieran, we'll get a timer going for 60 seconds ready. As soon as I finish asking the first question, Kieran will start the timer. I won't say right or wrong with your answer. We'll just move on to the next question. All right? And you can pass on it, come back to it, as long as there's time left. You good?
All right. Sounds good.
Yep, all right.
Sounds good.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Here we go. Question number 1. Who holds the record for most no-hitters in a career?
I believe it's Nolan Ryan.
2 people tied for this answer. You only have to name one. Who holds the record for most gold gloves in their career?
I want to say maybe Greg Maddux, I think.
Okay. Question number 3. Which player holds the record for most MVP awards in their career?
Oh, I feel like I should know this. I'm a pass on. I'll come back to that one.
All right. Which player holds the record for most Cy Young awards?
I'm about to come back to that one too.
All right. Question number 5. Who holds the record for most consecutive stolen bases without being caught?
10 seconds.
Ricky Henderson.
Which player holds the record for most MVP awards?
3, 2, Barry Bonds.
1.
Okay. He got that answer in. All right, you missed 1 question. Hopefully, though, you did well enough to beat the governor here.
Steve!
I'm just going to try to make the nickname of the governor stick as best I can.
No, yeah.
Have your mom call Steve the governor if she talks to him and stuff. I just want this to stick.
All right, I will. I remember that.
I love it. All right, let's see. Let's call in the big man. Here he comes. I feel like now we should have the Darth Vader theme song playing while you're walking in, then that's what that's what we definitely need to get.
I could play it again if you want.
No. That's all right. Yeah. I could.
What do you say?
He's like, I could rewalk in. Are you going to do the timer for me for 60 seconds again?
Yes, he's watching a basketball game from 2 days ago.
No, you just switched it to the Seton Hall game.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I just said it was on.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Dalton, how's your bracket?
It's not good. I'll leave it at that. I definitely had some picks go wrong. Kentucky screwed me a little bit.
Yep.
I did get a couple of the upsets right. Like I got Grand Canyon beating St. Mary's, so I'm happy about that one.
Wow, I had St. Mary's rolling in to like the Elite Eight.
Oh wow.
Yeah. On one I had the Final Four, but then I backtracked off that.
Wow. Yeah, I had Grand Canyon.
Well, my
winning.
2 picks that I have go to the finals are still in. So I got Houston and Iowa State. So as long as that still happens, I think I'll be all right.
I have Iowa State in there too.
Nice.
Dude, they came in at House of Fire, and they already beat Houston. Yep. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Go.
5 questions, 60 seconds. Kieran will start the timer as soon as I finish asking the first question. I won't say right or wrong. You'll just move on to the next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number 1. Who holds the record for most no-hitters in a career?
Nolan Ryan.
2 people tied for this answer. Name one of them. Who holds the record for most gold gloves in their career?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Which player holds the record for most MVP awards in their career?
Ichiro.
Which player holds the record for most Cy Young awards?
Roy Halladay.
Who holds the record for most consecutive stolen bases without being caught?
Oh, boy. I think it's Kevin McReynolds.
All right. Stop the timer.
Way out of left field.
That is.
I know he had 22 at one point when he was playing with the Mets. I don't know if that's a record or not.
I don't know. All right. Let me tabulate the responses.
Tabulate the responses.
I'll let you talk.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
What do you... Is there a question as to
nope.
the validity of this? Or
no.
What's the delay?
I had to read the answers.
What's the delay, sports fan?
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Who is it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The winner of Trivia Against the Governor is Dalton.
Get out of here.
3-1.
3-1. I got 1 right?
Yep, and he missed the question. He didn't even get to answer 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What an upset.
Wow.
Right?
Ask which ones I got right.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go through these.
Yeah. So who holds the record for most no-hitters in a career? The answer to that is Nolan Ryan with 7.
Correct.
Okay, you both got that correct. Two people tied, name one. Who holds the record for most gold gloves in their career? The answer to that is Brooks Robinson with 18 mm-hmm. and Greg Maddux.
All right.
The other one I was thinking was Brooks Robinson. So.
Yep. Well, you got Maddux correct. Steve got it wrong.
I should have went with Ozzie Smith, but it still would have been wrong.
Still would have been wrong. Yep. Question 3. Which player holds the record for the most MVP awards in their career? That would be Bonds, which Dalton got in at the buzzer. Steve said Ichiro, which is incorrect.
Ichiro.
Question number 4. Dalton did not get to answer it, but Steve did. Which player holds the record for most Cy Young awards?
I thought it was Halliday with 4.
It is not Roy Halliday. It is Roger Clemens with 7.
Wow.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
I had him on my list. I thought he only had 3. Nope. I was way off.
Who holds the record for most consecutive stolen bases without being caught? Oops.
Kenny Lofton.
Vince Coleman. He had 50 straight from 89 to 90.
Wow. I was not even close.
Yeah.
Who did Dalton say?
He said Ricky Henderson.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a much better guess than McReynolds.
But that's true.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go with somebody. So, yeah.
That's true.
We have a winner, Dalton. Your prize for winning today is a home version of the show.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah. Also, bragging rights over Steve.
And bragging rights at every family function for the rest of your life.
This is true.
I will remind every time I see him, I will just say 3-1. That's all I have to say.
There you go. I would get a t-shirt made that just says 3-1 and just wear it at every family function from now on. Have your mom and dad wear it. Like your dad can wear it to hockey.
Get
like
it for the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Dalton 3, Steve 1.
Yep. If any infants are born into the family, you buy the onesie with 3-1 on it.
Like Steve's face on the back with a tear.
Yep. With his, yep. Yeah, like the Jordan
face.
Yeah, the Jordan face. Just put, we need to do that. I'm going to see if I can do that.
All right. Well,
congratulations, Dalton.
I take the L and I'm going to eat it like I do with everything else. So,
wow.
Congratulations, kids. Good to hear your voice again. The last time Dalton and I saw each other, we were at a Duran Duran concert.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Did you see any girls on film?
We did.
Nice.
We did.
We sung many other songs too, but
we did.
That was one of them.
I think and Chic opened up. Nile Rodgers and Chic opened up.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
Huh?
They were pretty great. I hear that you're looking to go to WrestleMania this year. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm still looking for someone to go with because the original guy is getting married, and he also had to go down to spring training to give some of the players cleats, so he couldn't afford it, unfortunately. So I'm still looking for someone to go with.
Is this the guy that this guy paints cleats for? He painted a pair of cleats for you, correct?
Yes. He actually did 2 cleats for me, 1 metal pair and 1 rubber pair.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Were you playing ball at?
I'm playing ball at Central Penn College. It's like 15 minutes out of Harrisburg.
Okay.
Have you started playing games yet?
Yeah, we're 10 games into our season now. We're 6-4. We're 6-2 on the month so far. We have 5 more games this month.
All right. Are you exclusively pitching?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just pitching now, which it kind of sucks because I would like to get some outfield time. But the way we're rolling, I don't want to mess with anything. I'm cool with just doing my job.
All right.
That's a good attitude.
Boy, he's ready for those interviews.
I'm surprised you're related to Steve.
Yeah. When you get called up, you are set for those interviews. Yeah, well, I'm just here to help the ball club and take it one day at a time.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, you are ready.
Player speak
the
and then
PR training is already kicked in before I even get
there.
That's great.
There you
That's
go.
Great. I like it. Well, good luck on the rest of the season.
You can bring that up when you get drafted by the Cardinals. Bring that up that you know I'm here one day at a time, just here to help the ball club. And by the way, I beat Steve in trivia 3-1.
I beat the governor 3-1 in trivia.
All right, take care, kid. I love you.
Yep, love you too. All right. See ya.
See ya, buddy. Wow.
All right, I took the L.
3-1 now. Defeat.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Or should we do it a 2-1-1? We'll call you and Wade a tie then.
I freaking love baseball, though. I'm surprised that I did. I only got
I'm
one.
I'm shocked
left.
Because they were all just like records of different of the major awards. Like,
yeah, but if you were to ask me like records in football, there's no shot I get any. Also, once that timer hits, your brain is like
I'm not even
flooded with nothing.
I'm not even worried about the timer, though. Mm-mm. I don't worry about the time.
He's a professional.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's why I came up with this, because he's so good at trivia. Every trivia night we've gone to, you're just like...
And I've done shit since. I got four with the hockey.
Yep.
And
yeah, of course, poor Nick gets the hockey category. Steve's.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my category and I was still befuddled.
Yep. Mm. That's true. All right. Just goes to show, anybody, it's just like March Madness, anybody can lose on any day.
I had another listener tell me yesterday, one of the guys I went to Atlantic City with a couple weekends ago, says, I have no problem doing the trivia, I just don't want sports. I was like, all right, we'll do like furry animals or something like that.
Let's see. Because, I mean, I have, like, so the categories are NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, general trivia questions, food and drink trivia questions, entertainment trivia questions, general sports trivia and geography, and animal. So I can do the animal.
You can do the animals.
Yep.
Hmm.
So that's fine. We'll have, welcome it. If anybody wants to go up against the governor and hopefully beat him like Dalton did.
Do we get to choose if...
Well, no, I know he's really good at baseball, and you know, being a college baseball player himself, I thought that maybe he would be well versed.
Everybody else, we just spun the wheel, and I think that's what we should stick with. This was a one-off.
This was a special edition.
Do we get rematches?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. If I'm taking the L, I want a rematch.
I was talking about me.
Oh, you want a rematch?
I just hope I get geography. Other than that, you win.
You want geography? You got geography right now?
Yeah.
You want to fucking do it right now?
I can.
All right, let's fucking do it.
Oh, boy.
Are you going out first or am I?
So Steve wins.
And I'm
accept this win.
An impromptu second trivia. So we're doing geography?
Whichever one of our lucky listeners is going to compete against him next week.
Here is your host, DJ Trinket.
Steve wins again.
I went back to it.
Whoa. You think it'll be better or worse on the spur of the moment like this?
I don't know.
You seem nervous.
Me? A little bit. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I went into basketball thinking, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And I got zero. So.
Yeesh.
And I picked this category.
I know.
So if I get zero again,
then
I'm
you're
done.
0-2.
Yeah, I'm done. 0-2
on your best
on
category, and you picked the category.
I'm done. I'll lay down the trivia.
It's okay. All right. Maybe just means you need to study a little more. Okay, here we go. Question number one. What is the Earth's largest continent? Jesus. Dude, you got to be quicker than this.
Fuck.
The largest continent.
Asia.
What is the smallest country in the world?
Fuck. Is it Vatican City?
What state is Area 51 located?
Nevada.
What country touches the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal?
Fuck if I know, dude.
30 seconds.
Next one.
What's the city with the most diversity in terms of language?
Is there a next one or no?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I can go back to the fourth one you skipped. 15 seconds.
We'll just say that one is... Quebec.
Okay.
And then
what country touches the Indian Ocean, Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal? 5 seconds.
We'll just go. I don't even know it.
Time's up.
What's the one with
Steve?
Madagascar? No. Which one's in the ocean off Africa? That's what I was going to guess, but it's wrong.
I'll tell you later. Okay.
Steve-o! Okay. I'm so good. Did I get one right?
I'm not telling you anything.
Damn it. I'm so nervous, dude. Oh, my God. He's so nervous.
It's so funny. Like, he was sitting, like, almost, like, shaking. I'm like, are you nervous just because it's, like, spur of the moment?
Wow.
And he's like, kind of. He's like, but also, he's like, that I picked the category. He's like, and if I lose, he's like, I lose on my best category, and I picked the category. If I lose, he's like, then I'm just retiring from trivia forever.
It's like losing at home.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
You know what we need outside, I was thinking?
What?
We need the on-air sign outside, and then just make it blink when it's time for me to come in.
Okay. So you're asking me to wire something from the kitchen table to the front door with a
we don't even have the studio set up.
Yeah, yeah. I can't get the studio
ring
built.
Up a fucking
I'll put it on the Kieran's list to do. Hey, Kieran, wire
not getting
something from the kitchen table, which is standalone in the middle of the floor, to go to the wall, ceiling.
Well, you know, I mean, like it could be Bluetooth.
I'm late. Sensing this is a problem.
It all depends upon our construction crew over here.
Our product management.
As soon as he's done building the basement studio,
facilities and construction.
I'm product management.
And Bill wearing his hard hat, following around, yeah, making sure you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
Are you declamped in there?
Don't forget my high-vis vest.
I'm using a table.
Yes.
Don't forget my high-vis vest.
High-vis.
Yep.
The kid that's not here is construction management.
Oh, that's
why,
true.
That's why nothing's getting done.
That's true.
I don't know, because you both were here. You both were given the task, and it didn't get done.
Everyone knows my title.
No.
Product management?
I don't think so.
Product management.
All right. All right. Are you ready, Steve?
I am ready.
Kieran, you ready with the timer? Okay. Obviously not.
I was too busy.
Yep.
Enthralled. Go. No.
Wait until I ask the first question.
Maybe that should be my, like...
Your job is timer?
No, my benefit
you know what?
Challenging him is he doesn't know when we start. I know.
Now that I think about it...
Go.
Wasn't the timer going to be the tiebreaker?
Oh,
so the
yeah, but that's
the
never
time should have gone. Although we tied last week, but whoever had the better time should have won with Wade.
You can, I mean,
that's the reason for the timer. Other than that,
no, the timer.
You have to answer,
so you don't take 7 hours to think of it.
But it could be both.
I like the question better, right or wrong. And if you get it right, you know, or the first person that gets it wrong, you have a chance to win with that. It's like batting in the bottom of the ninth. But
imagine I take 7 hours and I'm sitting here and Alicia's in the kitchen going, is Steve going to leave?
Right, yeah.
He's just staring at the wall.
Yeah, he's...
You wake up from work, he's still sitting here thinking, you come down, he's like, I got it.
Yeah, there's like batteries all over
it's
the table.
Ichiro.
Yeah.
I got it.
Ichiro. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Steve, I asked you what team won the finals 2 years ago.
What final?
Go.
All right. Oh. Ignore him. You ready? He's trying to distract you. This is confusing your brain.
All
right, you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Go.
What is the Earth's largest continent?
Africa.
What is the smallest country?
No, Asia.
What is the smallest country in the world?
Vatican City.
What state is Area 51 located?
Nevada. It's Nevada.
What country touches the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal?
say them again.
What country touches the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal?
United Emirates.
What's the city with the most diversity in terms of language?
City.
Uh-huh.
Paris.
Okay.
I lost off the UAE.
If that's even right.
No, it is though, isn't it?
You guys tied 3-3.
Oh.
Yes!
So we have a tiebreaker.
All right, go through it.
Okay. So what we're going to do for the tiebreaker is that I'm going to ask Kieran the question.
All right.
Or should I ask Steve the question
that we just got right or wrong?
It was Nevada, okay. Asia, and...
So what is the Earth's largest continent is Asia.
All right.
You would have lost if you didn't change your answer.
Yeah. I changed my answer a couple times.
Okay, what is the smallest country in the world is the Vatican City.
That is correct. Did you get that?
Yeah, and nice. Nevada.
What state is Area 51 located is Nevada.
I didn't even answer the...
You didn't answer the fourth question. Which country touches the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Bay of Bengal? It's India.
I was so close to saying it, but I was like, I have no idea where the other two were. So.
I almost said Madagascar. But I know
that's what I was going for.
Out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And the fifth question is, what city with the most diversity in terms of language is New York City, the melting pot?
Wow.
I thought that was kind of obvious too, but I probably would have gotten it wrong as well. I definitely would have gotten four
wrong. It's kind of obvious to me because I got the fucking answers in front of me.
If it was asked to me when I was looking it up, douchebag.
I mean, like, here's the thing, though. Is it, like, established? Because... I bet New York, there's like people speaking languages that aren't established as like a culture in New York, but like there's just so many people there
that speak multitude of languages. That's what they mean.
That's bullshit.
There's more languages.
I said Quebec.
Yeah.
Quebec.
I was going with like, I don't know.
I almost went with
French,
Calcutta.
English, and then
Calcutta. Okay.
Indian.
I was thinking
Indian.
Your Catholic language. Training, your Catholic school helped you guys get the second question, Vatican City. Because
that's just a.
I don't know if people that weren't raised in the Catholic Church would know that.
And it's a country.
that Vatican City is the smallest country. That A, that it's a country, and B, it's the smallest country. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, go for it.
I could be completely wrong. If anybody's out there that it's not Catholic, did you know that? Please message us and let us know.
All right.
I was going to go with Monaco first.
Is Monaco a country?
I think so. Let me see.
There's Gibraltar, Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. Yeah.
They got beat by Italy 4-0 yesterday.
Oh, no.
I think, no, the Faroe Islands beat them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And Faroe Islands, they hardly ever score. They got beat 4-0. Wow. They beat them 4-0.
My Faroe Islands t-shirt's in the wash.
I love the Faroe Islands.
It is the second smallest sovereign state in the world.
Monaco?
So it's the second one, yeah.
Wow.
Sovereign state.
And then it's Vatican and then Monaco.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. So how are we doing this tiebreaker?
So my thought was, ask a question, right? Since Kieran picked a category, should you go first? Do you want first dibs at it?
I would like to go second. I'd like him to go first.
Or what I'll do is ask you both the same question, and then you could both, and I'll let you both say an answer.
Yeah, you know what?
You're at the same.
No, not at, well. Either one go first.
I'm done changing the rules. So you make the rules, and I'll buy.
Well, I want to get your buy-in on it. I'll ask one question. We'll either choose who goes first. Normally, I would let the guest calling in go first.
Hell yeah.
And then you go second. So, but since he chose the category, I was going to flip it. You're a challenger. So we'll let Kieran go first.
Okay.
If he gets it wrong, then.
I think same question, though. Just so there's no like, oh, he got an easier question.
Yeah, same question. All right, same question.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Wait, is he here for it?
Yes, I'm here for it. Right? How much walking do you want me to do?
How about you go first, then I'll go.
We'll kick Kieran out. You go first, and I'll ask the same question. I like that, since that's what we've done the whole time.
All right.
It's questions 1 through 5.
All right.
Well, just go in the garage. It doesn't matter. Oh, Jesus. This kid.
He's tap dancing in his slippers.
What the hell's happening?
He's prancing.
Did he put... Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
The ancient Phoenician city of Constantine is located in what modern-day Arab country?
That would be Turkey, because it has now switched to Istanbul and is now Turkey.
Okay.
Karen!
He's making faces through the window.
Is he?
Yes.
Istanbul is Constantinople.
Exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Did you just slip on the floor? No. Oh, you're rallying yourself?
Yes.
Talking
yourself up?
Let's go.
All right. Are you ready?
Is there a time? Like, do I have to?
Nope.
No, we didn't set a timer.
Okay. Nope.
The ancient Phoenician city of Constantine.
Already gone.
Is located in what modern day Arab country?
Turkey.
The correct answer is Algeria.
Get the fuck out of here.
No? You're lying.
You both are wrong.
You're lying to me.
No.
Did you say Turkey too?
I did.
Yep.
Is Constantine is
I'll go fucking walk again.
Get out.
I swear.
I don't know.
I'm looking at a fact checker.
Go ahead, fact check it.
You're talking to the
I won't yell at you for fact checking because it's a normal function in life.
You love to be right. That's why you always host, because you never want to be wrong on this show.
No, I host because I'm an idiot. And I'll lose everything. There's no way that I'd even want to... I already know I'm going to lose.
All right, go ahead.
I know that everybody is smarter than me, so I'm not worried about it. All right, question number 7. Which country borders 14 nations and crosses 8 time zones?
I'm going to say Russia.
Care!
No, I can't read that.
It says 3-1.
He fogged up the window and wrote 3-1 on the window.
Now I have to clean the windows.
Yeah. You better worry about 4-3.
Is that the score right now?
Istanbul is Constantinople.
If you don't get
Istanbul
this one right.
Istanbul is Constantinople. I didn't tell him if he was right or
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, and so. Istanbul is Constantinople. When Istanbul is in Turkey.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Look, he's going to fact check it now.
Doing it.
Go for it.
Which country borders 14 nations and crosses 8 time zones?
Country.
Which country borders 14 nations and crosses 8 time zones?
I feel like you're going to do some BS where it's like, oh,
I'm not doing anything. This is
France has 12 islands in Papua New Guinea.
I'm not doing anything. I just got trivia. I didn't
How
invent
many time
these
zones?
Or create these. 8 time zones and 14 countries, nations.
You should have loaded up the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah.
It was it's 100% one of those island things. We'll just we'll go with Russia.
The correct answer is Russia. You both got it right.
So how about I go outside this time?
All right.
This is turning into the just the trivia show.
I know. That's what I feel like we're going to have. All right.
Wait.
We have
what island did you think covers 18?
No. I thought it was just going
to
be like one of those questions where like England has like eight islands,
like the Aleutian Islands at the end of Alaska. You know, there's like
I thought it was going to be like, oh, it's England because they have eight islands in different time zones. BS.
England is not that big.
All right.
Well, okay. I'm going to punch you in the clavicle.
All right. Okay, here we go. Question number 8.
He's doing a fog window. Is he? And he did the middle finger.
Did he? Nice. Stop fogging up my window.
Okay, what?
All right, here we go. Havana is the capital of what country?
Cuba.
Okay.
He drew a penis on the thing.
Oh. You wiped that shit off of there.
Just get the next one. He's
no
going to get this.
Phallic symbols. It's a very easy question.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm cutting out all of this walking back and forth bullshit.
That'd be great.
All right, good.
He's going to walk. All right. It's easy. Havana is the capital of what country?
Cuba.
Okay. You both are correct.
All right, give me the next one.
Is he outside?
Yes.
What country has the most natural lakes?
Oh, fuck. Those natural lakes. It's either United States or Switzerland. I'm just going to have to go with the United States because it's bigger.
Okay.
Come on, fucker. How long are we going to let this? How long is this going to go on?
I only have one more geography question. Right.
Let's say it's a tie.
Well, I'll ask 10 questions, and if we'll just go tie. All right. Question number 9. What country has the most natural lakes?
I mean, like, it just has to be one with, like, size. So I'm, like, between Canada and U.S. Did you choose one of those two? U.S. I'll just rip the U.S.
The correct answer is Canada.
No, boy.
It's in there, like, the slogan of everything. Like, Canada's great. There's the most natural lakes.
Did you say Canada?
I said United States.
He was like, U.S. or Switzerland. And I was like, oh, he's wrong. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, Canada and the U.S. I'm like, oh, he's got a shot if he goes 50-50. All right. So do you want to do the last one as a buzz-in?
Sure.
That way to save somebody walking?
Yeah, sure.
So just say your name.
Save somebody walking.
Right. Save somebody. You looked a little out of breath after the last one out.
He's looking directly at me.
Also, it gives us a winner.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Question number 10. Which Central American country has a name which translates to English as the Savior?
Kieran. El Salvador.
El Salvador is correct.
Bam.
Wow.
Kieran wins on the 10th question.
Well done.
In overtime. Wow. So now Steve is 3-2.
Just so you know, if I had gone outside
and
then come back inside, it would still be a tie. I mean, that was easier than the Havana question.
Well, what do you mean to do? You didn't buzz in fast enough.
All right, I've taken two L's
Sleepy.
Today.
I'll take my wins any way I can get them.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Kieran with the win. Big stuff.
All right.
3-2.
We'll see.
Yep.
If you would like to be a guest on the Grass is Blue podcast and try to stump Steve 2.0, I guess. I don't know.
Beat the governor.
Beat the governor.
I like that.
Come on over.
Yeah.
We have plenty of room.
I like beat the governor.
All right. I got a...
Go ahead, buddy.
I got a breaking news story.
Breaking news.
As long as there's no more batteries in the penis.
From the Grass is Blue podcast newsroom, here is Steve Rice with your stupid news.
I still love the way she says it. Like, stupid news.
She did that on her own.
Did she?
I typed out a script for her to read, and she went rogue on me.
She crumbled up the paper, nailed it.
She went into business for herself.
That's great.
And came out with gold.
I love it. Let's see.
So
she should do that
you
more.
Think you're the comedian?
Here's
Laugh at this, fuzzball.
Here's your headline. Fat man roams around Royal Farms parking lot for 25 minutes.
Nick.
Looking for an Easter egg.
Nick.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing, man?
So I took a half day yesterday.
Okay.
And I was heading down to Parks Casino to meet my brother-in-law so we could watch the basketball games together.
Nice.
So I'm putting my shoes on. It's 9:54. I'm putting my shoes on. I get a text message on my phone, but I don't look at it. From upstairs, I hear Karen say, "Are you heading to Royal Farms?" And I said, why would I do that? Probably not. She said, "Look at your phone." So I look at my phone, and the phone says, "The second annual chicken egg hunt has begun. Hop to your local store now to look for the special egg. Each store has one egg hidden somewhere outside the front of the store with a prize inside, waiting to be found. And the egg hunt will end at 11 a.m. today."
Uh-oh.
What if someone already found it?
Switch back to 9:54 a.m. that I get this message. I got a message and a text message and an email.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, I'm driving right past one down Colmar, going straight down 309. So I step on it. I am flying down 309.
Oh, Jesus. So what the alarms were yesterday?
In a normal 10-minute drive, it took me about 6 minutes to get there.
Nice.
So I drive into the parking lot, and I drive very slowly, and I'm looking up and down, looking all over the place. I don't see a thing. So I go inside the store, and the manager's there, and I'm like, "Did anybody find the egg yet?" She goes, "No." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Can you give me a hint?" She goes, "No."
Good for her.
Throw a bottle at her next time.
I said, "Is it out front or is it out back?" She goes, "I don't know." I said, "Well, could you? Is it in plain?" She goes, "Get out of the store and go look for it."
That's great. Good for her. So it's not in the store, you're saying.
So I go outside.
Thanks for the hint.
And I'm outside and I'm roaming the parking lot. I am looking behind every gas pump. I'm looking up underneath the gas pumps. I'm looking all over for it. And I'm just walking back and forth. There's nobody else there. It's just me walking back and forth. And they have 8 gas pumps there. And I get to the fourth island with the last 2 gas pumps. And I look, and all 3 workers are standing at the window.
I love it.
They're laughing at me.
Nice. I was going to say, how many people are watching you laughing and pointing?
I'm like, this is stupid. This is stupid. What the fuck am I doing? What could possibly be this gas? So then I go over to the air pump. I'm looking there. I'm looking in the rocks that are surrounding all the bushes and trees on the property. I'm looking behind the emergency shutoff system for the gas pumps. So I walk over, and then I get back to the front of the store, and I start looking in the, they have tables, metal tables outside. So I'm looking underneath, and I'm looking around. I'm like, man, I don't see it. So then I walk over to their mailbox, and then their parking lot is huge. I walk over to their mailbox. I'm looking in their mailbox. I'm like, what if the mailman finds it before I do?
Oh my God.
I looked in the trash, in the dumpster area.
This is all going to be for like a $20.
I go behind. I'm looking all over, and I circle the store, and I've looked everywhere. It's going on 25 minutes at this point.
Oh, my God.
I was like, maybe I should go back in for some more hints. But she wasn't real hip to my hints the last time.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and I can see she's walking into the back, into the store, Jerry, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, you know what? This isn't even worth it. They're already laughing at me. I should just leave. So I walk out the door, walk through the vestibule, out the other side, and right in front of me is the metal tables. But everyone has an umbrella, and it's wrapped in Velcro, and the egg is shoved right inside the Velcro. It was 4 feet from the front door.
Nice.
Which I've already walked in and out.
That's fantastic.
So I walk in.
Captain Obvious.
I walked in and I lifted it up like the Lion King lifted up the Simba.
The Holy Chalice, yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, "Oh, what did you get?" And I'm like, "I don't know." She's like, "You didn't open it?" And I'm like, "No." She's like, "Oh, my friend said that she placed it there last night, but nobody said anything." I said, "Well, I got the notification an hour ago." So I open it up. It's a $25 gift card to Royal Farms, baby.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Now I am thinking about all the chicken I am going to consume. She's like, hold on, let me get a picture. Let me get a picture. So I'm like, all right. So she hands it to another employee. And she's like, all right, take our picture. She's like, make me look pretty. And she's like all prepping and she's all worried about this picture. So she takes a picture.
It's going to be sent to like corporate Royal Farms.
Probably.
Yeah.
It might be on the website at this point.
You might.
So I'm waiting. I'm waiting to get my gift card because it was just a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and she finally gets it. And I was like, oh, could you send me the, could you send me that picture? I wanted to. She's like, no. I'm like, why? She goes, I don't want my face on social media. I said, but you didn't ask me if I wanted my picture taken.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with it? I have to send it to corporate. She didn't, they didn't even get my name.
Right. Wow.
So, but,
they don't care about your name.
Here I am.
Wawa, we do care about your name.
So are you going to get chicken fingers?
There we go.
Because you said the chicken fingers are so good there. Or chicken
these,
tenders, I mean.
Spicy tenders are phenomenal.
Have you had them?
No, because I work at Wawa.
Yeah, that's true.
So what, you can't go into Royal Farms?
No, I just
whoa,
don't go
what
into
is happening?
Royal Farms.
Steve
you
is...
can't go into a Royal Farms?
No, I can. I just don't.
Yeah, the chicken's good. So here it is. The Royal Farms gift card, baby.
Wow.
$25.
Just ugly.
Should I take that?
It's,
I can take
I don't
a picture,
care.
Too, and put it
Wawa
on.
Has
it, could
pretty,
be,
pretty
it could be pink with neon green polka dots. I don't give a shit. It's $25, and I'm getting
you,
free
you
chicken.
You want to hold it up, and I'll take your picture?
Sure. Yeah. If we still have that wig, I could be the manager. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I have to send that into corporate.
That was one of your funnier moments.
He is Thank funny. You. He is funny.
That was one of your funnier moments.
What I give him a lot yesterday? Of shit, but he is funny. In his deadpan.
You said something yesterday that was funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was so funny that you forgot about it.
It wasn't a nice comment, I don't believe.
Was it about me?
It never no. is.
I don't remember what it was, is. Honestly, but he...
Do you have anything else?
I have
a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay. Do you have any news?
I always have news.
From the Grass is Blue podcast newsroom, here is Steve Rice with your stupid news.
She should do... You could tell she was smiling like the whole time she's saying that. You can hear it in her voice. She should do voiceovers. The podcast.
That is
we'll
my
to see if our
life.
Production manager can get her on the
job.
Payroll.
That's not my job. Not my
I
job.
Fucking love her. She's so funny.
Product manager.
But she's like, we had this discussion. Like, she's like, yeah, but you're always the funny guy, and we're like, and I'm like, yeah, but your comedy is very underrated. She's like,
agree.
She goes, but yeah, it doesn't come out when it, you know, you have a big personality. So when we're out, she's just so damn funny.
Yeah, but, that picture but, with the little hands.
Yeah, yeah we're only, was, but yeah. Well, yeah, she stepped up to the plate there.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, this coming out March 15th, a museum in St. Louis, Missouri, successfully broke a Guinness Book of World Record by gathering 355 people to do what, Kieran?
What,
What do you think? You gathered 355
people. Who gathered them? A museum.
A museum.
So it can't be like weird.
Easter egg hunt.
No, it's weird.
It is?
Yes.
Find the bone.
I don't even know.
They gathered 355 people to wear underwear on their head at the same time and broke a Guinness Book of World Record.
I don't think I ever would have guessed
sure.
that.
Sure.
The City Museum attempted... The record for the most people wearing underwear on their heads for 314 Day, a local holiday celebrated on March 14th in honor of the city's 314 area code. The museum aimed to beat the previous record of 270, which was set in Naperville, Illinois in 2012. Wouldn't that be kind of easy to break?
Yeah.
Like just send
I think
out.
It's just getting 300 plus people. To
That's
want
easy.
To wear underwear on their head without paying them.
Think about it, though. If you're at a stadium, you could do like Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, do it as a night, you know, and have 20,000 people show up and say, hey, bring a clean pair of underwear, throw it on your head at the same time. You got a record that'll, you know,
yep.
be tough to break unless you just go to bigger stadiums.
People from Guinness
but
Book.
But also the thing is how are you going to, you'd have to wear, everyone would have to wear the underwear at the same time mm-hmm. and have an adjudicator clarify that everyone was wearing their like they'd have to go in and count 25,000 people
sure
my mom's calling me should we put her on the air
yeah
Go ahead.
Of course.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. You are live on the Grass is Blue podcast.
Oh, okay. I won't keep you.
Okay.
I got your email, and I'll talk to you about everything when you can, okay?
You don't want to be on the show?
Trivia.
You're on the show.
Good morning, Mrs. Rice. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
Good morning.
This is my mom. What email did I send? I forget.
Our arrangements in Murphy.
Ah.
Royal Farms chicken winter?
Yes.
Yeah. Out in the middle of nowhere. And guess what? We can see the mountains.
We can.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I haven't...
I'll talk to you about the other stuff when I talk to you, when you're not tied up with your podcast.
Well, this has been a true Kohler day because we had Dalton Kohler on earlier to beat me at baseball trivia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve lost.
Yeah, I lost. My first loss. Yeah. So, and you're the second caller. You're the second caller to call in today.
Yep.
How about that? Do your friends there, your other guys, know about your Howard Stern stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's why I started this whole trivia contest because I know how good Steve is at it and how much he loves it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, have a great day, guys.
You too.
Right.
I'll call you later.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right.
Bye. Bye.
That's great. I thought she was calling in for trivia. I was like, oh, my shit.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
What were we talking about? Oh, underwear on the head.
Yeah, underwear on the head.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. At a baseball stadium, right? it'd be
easy. Really hard.
So,
if
Iron Pigs do it as a setup and they market it, then you could have the adjudicator there to judge it.
Adjudicator.
That's the word he used.
So. I hope that's never a word that you use for Stump Steve, because I wouldn't be able to. What's an adjudicator?
Adjudicator?
Adjudicator.
It's like a judge. So they
someone who decides, yeah.
Isn't that one of those stink bugs?
Like an arbitrator. I don't think so.
No?
All right. What?
I don't know how.
You don't think so?
It would be hard, though, because they'd have to count every single person.
Well, you just look
and if you're the 25,000 person, I'm sitting there for at least 30 to 45
minutes.
Well, but
you figure if you could have them stand by the gate, and you just have them watch one at each gate.
Or
head total people wearing it as they walk in. Where did you walk in?
You set up somebody at the first base side, somebody at the third base side. After the game, we're putting everybody on the field, and everybody. But you know, some guy's gonna like put a skid mark underwear on top of his head.
Oh yeah,
it's probably somebody did here too.
Yeah,
you're but gonna get 25,000 people in the field at one time.
Not in a minor league baseball game. But if the Phillies put it out and said, hey, June 14th, this is underwear day. Yeah. We're breaking a record.
40,000 wanting to do that.
40,000 people coming in.
40,000 on
because it's good marketing.
The field. How is that good marketing?
Because now, the Phillies are in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's all over the news.
And
that's a major news story.
You don't think the other 29 baseball teams are going to go... Oh, shit, we could beat that. Yeah, so this says that the museum provided the white briefs for the attempt. So they're not letting people
bring
walk in
their
with soiled underwear.
Exactly.
And a Guinness World Records adjudicator...
There you go.
...announced
it was
just
in the story.
After 2:30 p.m. that the record had officially been broken, with 355 people wearing underpants as hats. See, now, if I worked in a marketing... in any company... We could do this.
Right? I think it's a great
marketing. Definitely for sports.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. But I mean, Kieran's like, that's, 300. Where are you going to get that many people? I'm like, you could do it at any large event, concerts.
It's going to be really hard to judge.
Penn State.
It has to be at the same time. And so how am I, if I'm counting as the adjudicator and I'm on 24,999, how do I know where the first dude is right now with the underwear on his head?
That's why you do it after the game. You have people, somebody at first base, somebody at third base, and they line up and you count the people as they walk through and onto the field.
Well, that's all I was saying, just at the gates. Have them wear it in coming at the gates and adjudicator
the first
at
guy
the main gates.
When I'm on 24,999.
He's in the stadium.
So I can't.
You got to wait.
It has to be at the same time, though. So I don't know what he's doing right now.
All right.
So he could be in the top stands with it off.
I never said it was going to be easy.
No, it's definitely
borderline impossible.
But no, all you do is you space people out like 2 feet from each other. That way they take an aerial footage and they can count it afterwards, and they can.
Oh, there you go.
They can.
But then
do it
you
that
have to
way.
Get everybody in an area.
Well, you just get everybody sitting in the stadium if you're going to do an aerial footage. Sit in your seats.
There you go.
Do an aerial footage of the stadium. You just don't get people in.
Then
the,
it has
you know.
To be. You have to provide the whites then, because if people bring like a red,
yeah.
it might blend in.
Sure. Yeah.
So then the Iron Pigs have to buy 25,000 pairs of white underwear.
Look, are you? Do you want to set the record or not?
Yeah. How much would it cost?
All I'm saying is it's stupid improbable.
So the museum previously earned Guinness World Records titles for the largest pencil, the longest seesaw, and the largest tennis racket. It also holds the unofficial record for the world's largest pair of underpants, which are on display at the facility.
I want to know whose underwear it is, the world's largest.
But it's on display. It's in...
I know, but whose is it? Whose underwear is it?
I'm sure they just made it. I don't know if anybody would actually fit into it.
Oh, I thought it was like somebody's, and they were like, hey, look, this was the largest underwear
anyway,
on record.
All right, I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yep.
How many owls would it take for you to see in one day to start to think that something is wrong?
Two. Dude, I haven't seen an owl in forever.
Yeah.
So if I see one, that's cool. Two, I'm getting haunted.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say two.
I'm going
especially
right
in,
to my
in
room.
The daytime, because you never see them in the daytime, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, two, over.
But what, all right, so this, you see the second one, and you start to think what?
Going right home.
Something's
turn
wrong.
Around right away.
Something's
are
up.
You, now, are you staring out the window the entire time?
No.
After that, after you get home?
No, like, I'm like behind the wheel.
TV's on, CNN is on, and you're waiting for something to happen.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking like Owl Escape Zoo or some shit.
Mm.
Or like humans turned into owls.
How about you? How many?
One would be, hey, that's cool. Two would be,
yeah.
Well, that's peculiar. Three, is this guy looking to lick my...
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Especially if it's like in different places.
It was just an awkward pause.
I stopped.
Yeah, you paused in an awkward moment. You were like, when the owl wants to lick my... And then I could tell you were struggling with remembering what the candy was. It was an awkward pause.
See, this is why you're the yin to my yang.
That's so funny.
You know what I'm thinking. It just can't... It just doesn't get out to lick my...
Yeah.
Pause. Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yeah. Jesus.
Like, if you were driving down Cemetery and you see one here and then you see another one down there, I'd be freaked out. But if it was like, if I drove to the gym and I saw one and then I came back, I could be like, it's the same one.
Possibly, yeah.
But if they're too close together, do you think, oh, well, it's a family?
Yeah, I would think that too. Maybe.
Yeah, but I don't see owls. So even seeing a family, not like...
Especially in the daytime.
Yeah, no. Two, I'm going home and I'm hiding under my comforter.
I think two, I might be more peculiar. Three, I probably think something's wrong.
Three, something's wrong. Yeah.
I think I have to agree with you. I'm going to change my answer.
Yeah. So you're just a...
Two owls. When's the last time you saw an owl?
At the zoo.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw one
out? In the wild, yeah.
Never.
I don't know.
I've heard them. Never seen them.
Yeah, I've heard them a bunch.
You guys are 50 years old and have never seen an owl?
No.
And you see two...
In a daytime?
In a span of like 10 minutes?
Yeah, you
two
might be
very
I'm
peculiar.
Messed up.
I'm changing back to my answer to two.
But then I'm thinking, is that the same owl?
That's what I'm saying. If it's like, if I drive down this road and I see it here, and then I see another one down there, I can tell it's not, because I know it wasn't fucking hawking flying me to get into that spot.
It'd be owling. It wouldn't be hawking.
Okay.
Well, Stephen Hawking doesn't fly either.
Horrible
unless he goes fast
joke.
In his wheelchair.
Why is that owl?
That was Howard from the Big Bang Theory imitating him. That's so
Thank
funny.
Thank you.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
His impressions are pretty good.
He's fantastic, his impressions.
Howard Wolowitz.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Great stuff, as always.
Yeah. Good show. Good show.
Show
75.
Good show. 75.
How did we do it? How did
I think we
get
need to do something
far?
Big for 100.
What do you think, Kieran? What do you think we should do for 100? We can't have a live show. We'd have Wade and Cindy.
It's 25 weeks.
And now my mother
and significant others, yeah.
In 25 weeks?
Yes, yeah. In 25 weeks. September, October. It's October, right?
You do math. I'm not doing
that. Didn't we start in October?
Yeah,
well, it's
so.
4 weeks, so divide four by
So six
25.
Months and a week.
And it'd be an extra.
It's eight.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. 52.
Months.
Yeah, it might be September or October.
Nick 8 months from the...
8 months and a week.
Nick, from the third.
8 months and a week?
Right.
Is that what you just said?
I don't know. My math's
four,
off. That's why I said you
four weeks in a month.
Right.
So you have to divide four
by 25.
Which is 6.
You'd have to do 4.3 because yeah, that's the right. average.
So it's 6 months and 1 week.
Yeah.
So I was right the first time.
Yeah, I was completely off.
My math's off, but I'm always right.
I didn't say I was always right.
You don't have to. It's the look you give me.
I love giving you that look.
Pause.
You deserve it so much.
You give
much.
It to me a lot on this
what
damn
is that?
Show.
What is that? What is that? Pause? Yeah.
It's when you say some questionable something.
Well, you didn't say pause. When he paused, literally at, does the owl want to lick my...
Because he didn't say anything.
Because pause, because words don't mean what they're supposed to mean these days.
Do you know what pause was when he said pause?
I finna it up. Right? Right?
Jesus.
Isn't that it?
No.
No?
You finna it up.
I finna it up.
I like it though. It's good. It fits.
No, it doesn't.
Now it fits. We changed the definition just to finna it up.
Finna it up.
I think Fins we should up. Do another round of that too, like jargon from the different age groups.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, we can drink at that point.
For the 100th show?
For the 100th show, because I'll be 21.
Oh, that's a good thought, too.
So we could do something
the
where
drunk
it's
show?
Like...
We're finally going to do the drunk show?
We'd have to like get together early.
Yeah.
And then drink, and then do a night show.
Well, yeah, but... Or we can also... So we can do that, and then on the show, we can do the like a trivia game, or a game where it's like, if you get something wrong...
We could do pie
you
face.
Have to do you have to take a drink.
I think we should either... Well, yeah, I agree with that, and that's fine. You can do either the pie face game, where if you get it wrong, you put whipped cream on the hand, and it's mm-hmm. you turn the dial, and it could smack you or not. Or we play the game with the four of us with the, you know, like the dental guard in that makes your mouth stay open.
No.
That's more visual.
That game is one of the worst games ever.
I'm just saying, though, that if...
How about Bean Boozled?
If we're drunk, trying to figure out what you're saying, I think it would be hysterical.
Bean Boozled. Do you want to do Bean Boozled?
Bean Boozled,
no.
You threw up, not drunk.
Bean Boozled, the liquid version.
No.
3.0.
Oh, you know what we could do? The
don't
game
say
where you roll the, you put cups off the end of the table,
and you roll
the Oreo.
Yeah.
No, you roll the Oreo. Whatever the Oreo cup goes in, you have to eat the Oreo. So it could be like mayo, ketchup,
fish,
no. barbecue sauce.
No.
Tuna fish.
No.
You could, yeah.
No.
Tuna fish.
You want to do Bean Boozled for the third time and you don't want to eat a friggin' Oreo?
Also, one thing though, it's gonna
not
be like
landing in fucking ketchup
and mayo.
What month is this gonna
so
be?
Excited. Look at you, you're so excited.
This show idea is great.
What month is this gonna be in?
What's 6 months from now? So
he's gonna be at Penn State.
Yeah,
September. Yeah.
Does he have a fall break?
Not then.
Yeah, not that early. Well, we can get him home for a weekend. Maybe
we try. Yeah, but we have to set it up. I'd say in like an advance. Also, if anyone has any ideas,
yeah.
Send them in the Facebook.
Yeah, send them in. Text
or
us.
At the
We've been asking for ideas for 75. Yeah.
Yeah.
75.
Well, you know,
episodes.
I don't know. Maybe Grandma Gail sends in some things.
Yeah. Maybe you guys just take shots of tequila.
That might not. I wouldn't.
Why
need.
Does she sound like she smokes a pack a day for her whole life?
I'm so bad at impressions. It's not even.
I was
funny.
Like, she doesn't even. But that's half the fun. Is that when you're trying to do somebody and you
and
do
it's
it so
horrible.
Bad
and
that
they all sound the same.
They all sound the same. Yeah.
Everybody sounds like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like your impression to me.
He does that for everybody though.
What the hell was that?
That's your impression of me.
That was actually really good.
You were impersonating me, impersonating you?
Yes.
That terrible.
That was really good.
No, it was not.
You make yourself like a fact checker. That's you.
Identical.
That's you.
No, it's not.
It is.
All right, so do me a favor. Cut that and then cut me doing you and put them playing back to back.
And then play Go Duke.
Go Duke.
Go Duke.
I'm a big fan of...
See, I think he's a better impersonator of Nick. Fake Nick is
no,
not.
Fake Nick
isn't close to Nick.
Yeah, but
it's
fake
just
Nick
funny.
Is funny as hell.
It is.
It's funny as hell.
I miss fake Nick.
I do too.
Could fake Nick take us home by any chance?
Maybe fake Nick, if he can't make the 100th episode, maybe fake Nick steps in. And
for the entire show?
Sure.
Kieran and...
Kieran
and fake
it'd be
Nick.
Like,
yeah.
It'd be like having a ventriloquist on the show.
I was
going
to say, yeah. Can fake Nick take us home?
All right, Nick. Fake Nick, take us home.
I prepared something in my notes. Hold on, I thought about it all weekend. Go Birds.
Add mayo to everything.
Yeah, rainbogey.
All right, goodbye.
Go Heels.
kind? Where do they go when they've done their time? Wearing their hearts out on the line for all to see. Must be the gypsy in their soul. They have a need to ride.